So this will be a little more information than we talked about last for your last interview, okay. But some of the same things. First, we want to start off by talking a little bit about your background. And how long have you lived in this area?
It was a year in March.
A year in March. Where did you grow up?
Dorchester.
Uh-huh. No, I'm not playing with
you. And so you spent all your life in Dorchester and then moved out here a year ago. What about your parents? Did they grow up there?
My mother's from Alabama, my father's from Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Might be the other way around.
But they moved out here to...
My father now lives in Florida.
Uh-huh. What about your high school experiences?
I went to high school for the 11th grade. I stopped. I went back to Continuing Education Institute, uh-huh. And I graduate in June.
Oh, are you going to get your GED in June?
No, I'm a adult diploma.
Uh-huh.
Get off.
What high school did you go to in Dorchester?
I went to three. Dorchester High, English High, and West Roxbury.
Uh-huh. How did you like high school? Or did you?
The only one I liked it was Dorchester. I liked the English, but I wasn't learning the English. Too much was going on at the time. Dorchester, I liked it. I learned a lot before I started. That was the last one I went to.
What made you stop?
Shawnee didn't have a babysitter for
something. They didn't really have any programs set up for childcare.
No.
If they had that, would you have stayed?
Yeah, I would have stayed.
Was there anything, any subject in particular you liked the most?
Shorthand.
For your diploma now that you're doing, is it general ed or specific skills? Let's talk a little bit about Shantae then. What does she like to do when she plays here at home?
Drive her mother crazy. What does she like to play?
What does she like to play with?
She really don't have no specific toy that she plays with. She she likes playing with her stuffed animal.
Uh-huh.
She likes coloring from time to time. Stop, Christy. That's about it. She really keeps to herself. She really watches TV. That's
TV
what she
a
does.
Lot.
Yeah.
When she does this, does she do it with you or usually by herself?
Watch TV?
Yeah, and play with her stuffed animals.
As far as coloring, we color together. Sometimes she does it by herself, but mostly she won't do it unless I'm doing it with her.
Uh-huh.
Watching TV, we do it together, watch TV.
Uh-huh.
Or she be watching cartoons and I want to watch the story. She,
uh-huh.
Watch, well, she, we do it together, more than all.
She watches TV every day?
Every day.
How about coloring? How often would she do that?
Maybe once a week, maybe. Unless she's in school, she gets a different thing, but home she doesn't do it too much.
How about playing with her stuffed animals?
Well, she carries them around with her every day.
What about the things she does with the other kids? I see she's got friends.
She doesn't have too many friends. They ain't gonna be her friends after too long. A few minutes, they've been and went home.
Uh-huh.
She plays good with them when she wants to. She's like picky and she's bossy.
Uh-huh.
And like, they both try to be boss. And they can't be too bossy. So they really don't feel like too good unless they really want to.
Did the other kids play with her with the stuff, with dolls and stuffed animals? They watched TV together. Okay. I'll list some other things. To see if there's anything else you might do, like play with puzzles. Yeah. Did she do that with you or by yourself?
With people. She really done by herself. But sometimes she'd come in the room and dump them on my bed and go on.
Uh-huh.
And Christine don't try to take them. Lately she haven't been really doing them because Christine's, now she's up walking and she tries to take up everything away from Shawnee that Shawnee gets. But she don't mess with them too often no more, but she loves them.
So before Christine was
walking, she was good.
She'd probably do them.
She did them every day, all the time.
Okay, how about, does she play with building blocks or Legos or things like that?
She doesn't have any of them here, but she likes them.
She does at
school. She goes to the dentist and, you know, they have them there.
Uh-huh.
And she plays with them.
And you said she likes to color. How about, does she go, like, play outside and ride bikes, or play with balls, or skate, and things like that?
She loves skating. Playing with a ball, she doesn't do too much. She got one, she doesn't do it too much. Riding a bike, her bike sitting over there in the room in the corner on the floor, she doesn't mess with that too much. She likes a scooter. A scooter and skate, she loves.
So those are like every day, or?
Scooters are every day. When she's not an outside kid too, so she doesn't go out too often. When she does, she always takes a scooter. She doesn't use her skates in the house.
Okay. How about looking at books? Does she look at books?
Yeah, she loves books. She messes with them every day. That's another everyday thing.
Does she look at them with you or by herself or with Christine?
Read
them to
her. Or if I don't read them to her, she'll make Christine something.
My sister had
a teddy.
Go on, Shani. Y'all go back outside.
Is this
outside?
I don't
want to
go back outside.
Oh. All right, go watch TV.
Does she play pretend? Well, you said she plays with the stuffed animals almost every day. Does she ever write or pretend to write? Like take a pen and pencil?
She writes. Because by me going to school, she's really into it now. But she sits here, and every time I'm doing homework, she wants to write. She writes a lot.
She wants to do it with you.
Yeah.
Does she play with toys like trucks or cars or transformers?
She got a couple little cars. She got some little cars in here. She plays with them, but I'm not going to say she's crazy about.
Yeah. How about musical instruments or tapes or like records?
She got a tape recorder. And she played it into the battery and I haven't bought it no more. She likes records. She listens to my ball.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This one, say you had some time with just her and somebody was watching Christine and it was just the two of you. And you had half an hour to spend with Shantae. What kind of things would you want to do with her?
Well, first of all, because Shawnee's not too crazy about leaving Christine with somebody, just me and her. Really, she whines because she don't want me to leave Christine. She says, "Mommy, why don't you leave her? We gotta go get her." So, that's one main subject that we argue about, me and her.
So she would want to have Christine.
Yeah. We go for walks, we read books to her. We just like to go out.
So you might go outside.
Yeah, we go outside or go visiting, wherever she want to go. That's just her time.
What, is there any places, in, like, does she have favorite places she likes to visit? Or? parks.
Her
grandmother. Where does her grandmother?
Dorchester.
So that's a little bit of a. It's not easy. Okay. What about her school schedule? Does she go every day? But it's a local. It's close by.
Here's a mall that I'm flying to. Johnny, what's wrong with her?
She had a pizza, onion in her mouth.
Come on, Christine.
Okay. Besides you, is there anyone else who takes care of Shantae on a regular basis?
Well, they go to the babysitter's next door. Her name is Barbara. When I go to school, they're only over here for like maybe 2.5 hours.
Just while you're at school. Uh-huh. And Barbara's a neighbor. How old is Barbara?
Get up now.
Your guess. You can guess.
No, not
in
here. Get on Mama. No.
Do you know if Barbara graduated high school or if she's been to college?
Yeah, she graduated high school. She went to college, but she told me she stopped because she didn't have nobody to watch her daughter when she was coming out. And she didn't finish college.
But she started it. Does she speak any other language besides English?
No.
Okay. And so she watches Shantae, when you go to school, how often?
I go to school, but the schedule changes for each subject. Now it's like Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
And if you go in the evening?
Yeah.
What about your mother, their grandmother? Does she ever watch them?
She was Shawnee. Shawnee's attached to her. I had to like pull Shawnee away from her because she was too attached. So just the body, she stayed with my mother.
Get out of here now!
Just a little.
Yeah. She don't stay there for as often as she used to. Uh-huh. My mother might, she might stay the night now maybe once a month or so.
It's like a special event.
Yeah, and as far as staying with some of her friends, she do what she don't. She's not crazy about that. Yeah. That's just my mother. That's the only place she's ever been besides that.
Okay. The only other person that helps you out with her is Barbara next door. And she's going to sit there when you go to.
Tony, you'll sit down!
Who's Shantae's teacher? Her teacher, do you know?
Her teacher's name is Alexis and Linda.
Alexis and Linda, so two of them.
No, when I buy you something, you can't get
it. What do you think are the most important things she's learned at preschool? Manners?
She's learning now more she's playing with other kids. But she wasn't too, she was good as far as, but she was always the type bossy, you know, hating them if they did something wrong or picked up the wrong toy. So now she's not hitting them as much as she would. That's about it. I taught her ABCs, her numbers, her name, and all that stuff before she even went to school.
She's really learning how to get along. What do you think are the two most important things she should have learned from school by the end of the year?
Her manners and how to write her name. She can write the letters, but she can't write them in order.
It's one of the things they're working on.
Yeah, manners, you're working very hard at it.
Have you spoken with either of her teachers?
I speak to Linda a lot. And Kathy Gallo, that's the director.
Is this a Head Start? This is Head Start.
So
when you talk to her teachers, do they usually call you or do you call them? How does that work?
It's back and forth. It's back and forth. She comes by here once a month. So every other month, either she comes here or I go to the school.
How long do you usually spend with her when you talk to her?
Maybe sometimes an hour.
So you really bond. What does Shante seem to like most about school?
This little girl named Yoko. She loves this little girl, Yoko. She talks about housekeeping a lot. And Yoko, housekeeping Yoko.
Yeah.
Oh, that's her favorite thing for school.
So she's really made a friend.
And there's another one near that Spanish, and she loves it. She loves it. Your mother home?
What do you think she dislikes the most about school, if anything?
She never told me nothing about it. I think it was a baby that used to cry or something, and they used to scare. He used to have tantrums, and that used to scare her. So that's about the only thing I think she dislikes. She loves school. She told me last week that she don't like it because she wants to go 4 days inside like the rest of the kids. But she loves school. I just hope she keeps going.
Yeah.
When she get older.
Are you happy with her?
Plain bread? Just plain bread?
No.
What you want on your bread?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Honey, wait a minute, but you're going to make a mess on the day.
You want to go ahead?
Yeah.
We can stop. Okay, we were talking about her. What are you happiest with about her? Are you happy with her?
With playing with other kids. Her teacher told me that she's real good with playing with them in school. Once she come home and play one of the different stories, like night and day, she changed, her attitude changes, you know, towards the bossy, she fights them, don't let them play with her toy, she kicks them out, tell them to go home, you know, she's just different. So, that's the only thing that I see from other kids. Other than that, but actually from school, she's learning something, she's playing with the other kids. I mean, you know, she's really learning. You know, they got a tool section. You know, she's doing real good with it. She come home and tell me I'm happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. Stop this thing. No. Just a little bit. Not too much of her.
No.
Come here. Stop it.
Okay, so who was excuse me. What sort of things does she and Christine do together?
Argue a lot. Well, not really. Argue, Christine. They call themselves yelling at each other. It's like Christine not talking too much. Shawnee bosses her around. Shawnee likes to read with her. She plays with it all. She's good with it. The things Christine ain't supposed to do, and Christine go do them. Shawnee fear, you know, to stop her. So she teaches Christine discipline, but she's real good with Christine.
Together, they look at books together. How often do they do that?
When Shawnee wants to be bothered with her snatching a book away with summer.
It's not too often.
No.
But they...
She come into the room and get in and play with her, taking her along with her.
So they play together every day.
Mm-hmm.
Do they watch TV together?
Yeah. If Christine can sit still, they go. See how Christine make a sit.
They play with animals that are
sometimes.
Who visits her home recently? Who comes frequently is what I
With Shantae?
Or with you. I mean, Chris goes to visit.
We used to stay in the shelter before. So,
that's what you made in.
The people at the shelter, that's it.
Like, tell me, like, say their name.
Christine's father, which we call him Baba, he comes a lot.
How often?
It's like maybe every day. Every week he comes to here.
Okay, let's just go one by one. So he comes, his name is Baba.
Baba. And the real name is Johnny.
Johnny. How old is he?
Johnny's 23.
And what sort of things does he do with Shantae? Like, what sort of activities?
Sometimes he'll read a book to her. If she asks him, he'll read a book.
But that's not every time he visits.
No. They clean up together. They go in her room, he's room with her.
Every time he comes over?
Sometimes. If his he think is out of hand, he'll go with her. He comes out here all the time. He cooks for us. Because he does. He comes right here, he cooks. Shawnee is sitting in the kitchen with him. And he just sit and talk to him. Being there, not to be dad, and stuff like that. And that's about it.
Does he play tournament for things?
They call it together once. They beat us. So I would say coloring and painting. That's about it.
Out of her toys.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, like, if you could name a couple of.
Me and Sierra.
Okay. Do they come together or separately?
Oh, they come separately.
Okay, so Mary is how old? You know, or guess, if you guess. Does she play with Shantae?
She plays with Shantae. She plays with her. Well, not really. I can't really say she plays with her. She more like, you know, she plays with her, like, in a talking way, not with toys or nothing.
Because she's coming really to visit.
Yeah.
How often does she come visit? Roughly.
Oh, we see Mary too much. Every week.
And how about
Sierra? But like every other week. She used to be every week, Kern. Every other day. So. Like every other week now.
And does she mix with Shantae?
No, they really, like if I need to go somewhere and I got all the kids, like all of them in here. I would, they would come pick me up, or I'd bus with them, they'd bring me back from the grocery store. Stuff like that. That's really what they, come around for. Or if they have a bus there, you know, drop a bus, something like that.
So they're kind of, too.
It's like a mother figure.
Hey, my sister.
Why, y'all jealous?
No. I thought there was a house in her room.
Come here, Christine. Let me see.
Once a month, you say that?
By me going to school, it's really been a limit. Probably once every 2 weeks. But we talk to her on the phone like every day.
So when she goes to visit her grandmother, what kind of things did the two of them do together?
Well, they don't do nothing. Shawnee does it all. She bosses my mother around. That's one reason why I had to pull away. That's her attitude is just outrageous. She, like my mother would to tell her what to do. She would tell my mother, no, you do it. I don't want to do it. Why? I gotta do it. So, she goes up there and she does what she want to do. If I was to leave her, she does what she wants to do. So, want to do, my mother go do it, so it ain't no special thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, do they like watch TV and play toys? Or?
Oh yeah, they watch TV. My mother sits in color with her, take her to the store, and she does make my mother play with her. She got two tape recorders up there too. Uh-huh. So her and my mother sit there and listen to music, and she has a camera with no film, and they sit there and pretend they're taking pictures of each other. Uh-huh. And Shawnee loves that. She likes posing for people.
Uh-huh.
So that's it. Okay.
In an emergency, who would you call to help out with Shante? If you needed someone to watch her in an emergency or something?
My cousins that live in Morgan.
Sonia and Tommy.
Yeah. Stop it.
Do they have a car?
Yeah.
So they can drive out. Do you ever go visit them?
Well, we haven't been over there in a long time. Sunday was the first time we've been over there in about a year.
So they're not regular.
No, but the little girl, Joyce,
yeah.
She's that's their sister. So we do see them every day because I keep her. So they come by every day to pick her up. So we do see them. Even, you know, we don't sit here and talk. You know, if they come get her, and that's about it.
Uh-huh.
That's really no real good.
Uh-huh. Do you work?
No.
Okay. But you do, but you're taking the going to the night school, right?
Yeah.
Did you used to work?
Yeah, I worked before.
What did you do before?
I worked in a Chinese restaurant, my first job. Uh-huh.
So waitress or?
Cashier.
Uh-huh.
I worked in a variety store in Connecticut. That was it. Besides keeping kids for people, but that's not really not me. That was done at home.
You babysit, like child care?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And
Did you like any one of those jobs? Or?
I went to the Chinese restaurant, but... the only thing I hated about it is we spoke different languages. That's the only thing I hated about it. Other than that, I loved it. The variety store, my aunt owned that, so I really loved that.
Uh-huh.
Loved that part. As far as keeping the kids, I love keeping kids. As long as they ain't too bad, but I have to really yell at them all the time. Other than that, I don't mind it. As far as their noise go, I don't mind it.
Get along.
I sit there and play games with them, read to them, try to teach them numbers and stuff like I taught Shawnee.
What kind of work would you like to do, say, if maybe after Christine's in school? Or do you have plans for the future?
Well, in the fall, I'm planning on going to college to market health. A word processor.
Uh-huh.
Something work around the office.
I could tell you how you work. You said you would like the shorthand classes before.
Yeah, but their courses, I was looking at their courses, and it's like they don't have beginner's courses, because that's just like, when I went to Dorchester, that was my first year, my first time taking shorthand,
uh-huh.
And I never did finish the whole course. So they don't really have no beginner's courses over there. That's one thing I would have to like do on my own, or you know, go somewhere else for it.
Maybe you can call up the schools and talk to them more about that.
Yeah, I was looking at their pamphlets.
What's the main source of your family's income?
AFDC.
Okay. And are there any other sources to get in?
Mom.
You're supposed to say, excuse me, what?
Definitely
in her food to stay
there out.
Look. Honey, go eat your food. Joyce!
Dead.
Joyce, eat all her food yet?
No.
Who was in the bathroom?
Me.
Honey, you got food in your mouth. Sit down. Joyce! and eat your food. Don't get back up and don't spit it out no more.
It's okay. Your annual income from AFTC, is it less than 10,000 or between 10 and 15?
No.
Oh.
It is less than 10,000. Much less.
Double
less.
Half as much. Not enough.
No. That's why I can't wait to get off of
it. Do you think it would be difficult or easy for you to get $100 right away if there was an emergency?
I can't say. As far as family wise, they would be the only ones I would ask, maybe. I can't say because they're so funny.
Luckily, you've never had to ask.
No.
What kind of places have you gone with Shante? For instance, like a parks and things like out in
the... We've been to the pool. We've been to the aquarium.
How did you get there?
On train and bus. Two local train and bus.
So you've been to the zoo and the aquarium.
Did
you go to parks?
We go to a lot of parks together.
Do you go off? How often would you go to a park?
Well, we don't really go by ourselves. Every time we go, we take like our cousins or something. It's not often because we way out here and they way up there, and I don't really know if any parks around here. But it's really like when we go to Dorchester or something. If I have the money, I'd rather take it to a zoo or something.
How often?
We've been to the zoo together, I think, 3 times in our 4 years.
Uh-huh. How about to the public library?
She do go to the library. She likes the library. We don't go to the library too often either. It's not often.
How about, do you ever go to the movies, or?
We went to the movies a couple of times, and I said I would never take her again until she get older, when she can sit there and really watch the picture. She likes to run up and down the aisles. So she wants to go see the Ninja Turtles now. I told her she could get her taken. It would be her first time in like probably 3 years. She likes church.
You go every Sunday?
Sunday school, yeah. Mostly every Sunday.
Mommy, can I roller skate?
Where's the roller skate?
She doesn't want it.
Can I go to the rock on that?
Did you ever go to any like theater, like puppet shows or anything like that? Do they take the bus and the subway?
My mother, by her being late, so she'd get on the bus to drive the car.
So your mom has her own car?
She can. Honey, y'all stop it!
She writes, so she knows how to use a pen or pencil. And she likes to pretend to write.
Not really pretend. She gets upset. So So she really had to have a council or a pen.
I mean, she like writes with a pencil, but pretends to write like you're writing something.
Oh, yeah. But you can try and call the letters off to her, and she won't write, or she'll copy something off a box or a picture or something. So she can write her letters and stuff.
She knows the whole alphabet. Mm-hmm. And you said she can write the letters of her name,
yeah,
but not in
order.
Okay. But she has a long name.
Yeah. But she will sit there and write chipmunk for you in a minute without even looking at it or anything.
Chipmunk.
Yeah, but she won't write her name. You know, I did wrote her name down for her so many times and told her to copy it. I mean, she'll copy it, but if you were to take the name away from her and just give a blank piece of paper and tell her to do it, she can't do it. It won't be in order.
What about McDonald's?
McDonald's.
I wonder if she could write. A lot of kids know this the sign.
No.
Okay. But she could read her name if she saw it. She would know.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes. How high can she count?
It all depends on how silly she wanna act. She can count up to I think
30. 30.
It all depends on her. Shantae! Why are you hitting her? Come in here and sit down with me. Come on, Crystal.
That's what I want to do.
And you said she sometimes pretends to read by herself, or she looks through the books. There she is now. She looks
yeah.
through it on her own. Okay.
You finished eating, Joyce? She ate all her food, Shawnee?
Yeah, she's dead.
Go cut the TV off and get in here and sit down.
And sometimes she said she pretends to read to Christine or you.
Yeah.
Okay. Has she memorized the words to any books?
Yeah, she did.
Which one?
She got a Teach Me Reader. In the Teach Me Reader, there's one book in there that she used to know by heart. She got another book in there somewhere that she knows by heart. What happened, Christine? Get in here, cut the TV off and come sit down.
Can she?
No.
Christine.
Shut up, everybody.
Can she? Can she read any labels or signs?
Yeah. She knows the stop signs. She knows the street lights, the red, yellow, and green. She knows what they mean. She can read them.
Uh-huh.
You know, McDonald's and stuff like that.
Yeah. Stores and things.
Uh-huh.
And you read books with her. What kind of, when you read books with her, what kind of books do you read?
I think
most of the books. Does she have a favorite book? Favorite book? What's that?
What's the name of it?
When do you usually read books together? Like every night, or?
It's mostly the night time.
Uh-huh. How many times a week, usually?
We read books just about every day together. I think sometimes I'm going to read the same books.
What kind of books do you like to read, like yourself?
Mystery books.
Do you have a favorite author?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Uh-huh.
And Judy Blume. Two that I really like.
Uh-huh. Don't you like another one?
So, where do you usually get books? In the library or the supermarket or gifts or mail order or yard sale?
We get them from each and every one of them places. If we get a lot in the mail, just about in the mail. The library I don't go to a lot. So it's mostly the mail, supermarkets, stuff like that. Y'all be quiet, because then you better stop spitting nasty. What's that thing? Johnny, I'm talking. You have to wait.
How many children's books do you own? Less than 10, between 10 and 25, more than 25.
She gets them in the mail too.
Uh-huh.
So she has two prescriptions, one to Sesame Street and one to the Muppets, Mickey and Mickey Mouse. So she gets them kind of books. Mm-hmm.
Do you read anything together with her, like bunnies or toy catalogs or children's magazines or newspapers or cereal boxes?
Yeah, I read her cereal boxes sometimes. She asks me what they say. Mm-hmm. And she gets Mickey Mouse magazines. So mm-hmm. I read them to her. They have little games in sometimes. Uh-huh. We do those together.
Get Mickey Mouse.
And you said sometimes her father reads to her.
My mother.
Your mother.
Christine's father.
Christine's father.
Yeah, they have different fathers. Okay.
Does she watch Sesame Street?
Yeah.
How often?
Whenever she find time, she want to sit down and watch it. Uh-huh. And Mr. Rogers.
Uh-huh. Usually here or at school?
She does it here over my mother's house.
Okay. And do you watch it with her?
Sometimes.
What do you think she learns from Sesame Street?
Well, she really learned her numbers real good off of it. I was teaching them to her. She could get them, but she couldn't get them, like, quite right in order sometimes. So it really taught her numbers and her alphabet. And I was teaching them before she started watching, but I found that every day they threw the numbers and the alphabet. So I was sitting there watching it with her for 1 week. And I found that they did that, so that really helped out a lot, too.
What's up to you teaching her?
Yeah, her colors. Yeah. Teaching her her colors and shape more things.
Do some of the books you read to her have rhymes? Are there rhymes?
Some. But she there's a big book that I ordered for her. This book. It's about 300 pages.
Andy, Mommy?
No. And it has about, like rhymes and like Mother Goose rhymes and stuff like that. But she doesn't like that book. She rather get the Sesame Street books and the Raggedy and Andy books, stuff like that. But she really don't like me to read that book to her. That's the one that got all the rhymes and stuff in it.
Uh-huh. Does she like to make them up? Does she like to make up rhymes?
She likes to make up her own everything.
Yeah. And she knows what rhymes are.
Not really. As far as rap go, you can say rap.
Okay, well that's...
Yeah.
I can say that. She can rap. Okay. We're almost done with this. Do you think she'll be ready to go to kindergarten this year?
Yes. I thought I wanted her to go this year.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even want her to go to school, but out here they said she has to go to and start first.
Read it?
Because you think she's ready
to read it?
Yeah, because she's writing. You can sit there and talk and spell out anything to her, and she'll sit there and write it. She knows her numbers. I mean, she's really smart to before. Because her classmates aren't doing their names and stuff yet. You know, she'll spell her name out to you and stuff. She'll write my name, other people's name. You know, she does it all. And I was like, I don't want her to go. And you know, like, well, she has to go.
But you've really helped her, like, you've really taught her a lot.
Yeah, especially when we were staying in the shelter. We didn't have no choice. There wasn't nothing for her to do but sit there and, you know, me teach her things.
Do you think it's going to be easy or hard to decide where she's going to go to kindergarten when she starts?
Out here, it's different from Dorchester, from where I grew up. You can, like, pick their, I mean, you know, you bus them and stuff. Out here, they have to go to a specific school. So, you know, and if you, like, in this area, she has to go to the school that's up the street. You know, so I can't, like, pick nothing, you know, no school for her. She has to be there until get great at Spanish, you know.
So you don't have any choice?
No.
Do you know anything about the school?
No.
Are you, and will you help her with her homework when she's...
Not yet.
And this question, should parents help their children? Sometimes maybe parents can say it in a way that teachers
don't. Yeah.
How many years of school do you think Shantae will attend?
The mouth on her, she probably goes to, she gets 16, since that's the legal age you can drop out. I keep saying to myself, I'm hoping she won't drop out. That's why I went back, let her know if I can finish, she can finish too. So I'm hoping she won't, but I would say 16, the legal age that she can drop off. And that's what, probably the ninth grade or something.
But you're going to...
I'm going to keep her in there every day to make sure she goes.
Good.
Because in her head, you got to finish school. She doesn't want to be anything.
The last thing I was just going to get is the names of two relatives or friends who would know your, where you are, like in case you move or something and we need to get in touch.
Rosie Greer.
Rosie? How do you spell her last name?
Grant.
G-R-A-N-T. Rosie Grant. And her phone number?
324-6947.
6947, and that's a friend or
brother? That's cotton
candy. And is there a second?
I would say
your mom or?
The people at the shelter. Sarah.
Sarah.
Three two four one three oh three.
She's a friend from the shelter.
Yeah.
Does she work there or does she?
Yeah, they work there.
Okay, that's all the interviews, so we can start doing that.
I would like to see a thing like that.
They're very hungry cats. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. Y'all see the egg?
Yeah.
Y'all want me to read to y'all? Okay. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and popped out of the egg. Came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar.
He ate out of one apple.
Great. He started to look for some food. Monday he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry.
Then he ate through two pears.
But he was still hungry.
Then he ate through three plums.
But he was still hungry.
Then he ate four strawberries.
But he was still hungry.
Chocolate cake and a piece of ice cream. and a pickle, cheese, and I forgot.
Salami,
a lollipop, and cherry pie, a sausage, and a cupcake, and a pizza one.
That night he had a stomach ache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar was ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore.
He's bigger than that, Mommy.
And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore.
He was a big one.
Big, fat. What's that?
Cocoon.
A cocoon. He built a small house called the cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks.
Then he popped out and he's a butterfly!
A beautiful butterfly.
A pretty butterfly.
Can y'all see the butterfly?
He's flying! He's flying, Mommy! He's flying! Okay.
Can you see me like a big girl?
Look at that one!
Okay, we're gonna tray. Here's Chante.
There you go. I've got this, Mom, before.
Come on this side, Mommy. Sorry. What next, baby bear? Right here. Chill, Mark. Can I go to the moon, next baby bear? Can y'all see? Y'all know y'all need to go through my cards like that to take advantage of it. No, you can't, said Mrs. Bear. It's bath time. Anyway, you have to find a rocket first. Baby Bear found the rocket in the closet under the stairs. He found a space helmet on a drain board in the kitchen and a pair of space boots on the mat by the front door. What's that he got on his head?
A space helmet. A space hat?
Yeah, okay. It is a space helmet. He packed his teddy bear and some food for the journey and took off it up the chimney. Whoosh! Out into the night. What's the rocket? What's that?
A bomb.
When our said, "Where are you going?" "To the moon," said Baby Bear. "Would you like to come too?" "Yes, please," said the owl. An airplane roared out of the clouds. Baby Bear waved, and some of the passengers waved back. What's this?
A bear? An airplane, I mean. A moon.
A little white.
Oh, boy.
Wow. On and on they flew, up and up above the clouds, past the millions of stars until at last they landed on the moon. What's that thing?
An owl.
There's nobody here, said Baby Bear. There are no trees, said the owl. It's kind of boring, said Baby Bear. Should we have a picnic? What a good idea, said the owl. What do they have for their picnic, can you tell? Home. home with baby bed back down
the chimney.
And going to the living room carpet with the big bump.
Mama,
when
we go last up one
now. Dirty from the chimney. Chimney is dirty, my granny got her wrong. Mrs. Big came into the room. How did you get so dirty? She gasped. As she took him to the bathroom. You look like you've been up the chimney. I have, said Baby Bear. First I found the rocket, then I put on my space helmet, and then I flew to the moon. Oh my, said Mrs. Bear laughing. What will you think of next?
Oh, this book of her.
Okay, so you get to read your favorite book then.
Go get one of your books for me to read.
Okay.
Honey, nothing long.
Which one is that?
Grover's book, Cute Little Baby Animal. That's a mistake. Hello everybody, would you like to come with me to the library? Honey, get off, because you don't sit on it like that anyway. Come sit over here first, though. Sit here. Sit here. I'm not playing. Or sit on the couch. I'm not playing with you, Shani. Sit down. I don't have to read to you. I read to Crystal now. As long as you sit down. Come sit over here. Can you see Crystal? Oh, I am so excited. I am going to borrow a book from the library. Shantae, sit up. This is what I mean about her name. Johnny, come on. Here. Come on. Okay, let me get the belt and spank you. Johnny, get up right now. Before I do spank you, get up. Now. Okay, turn around and sit down. And go wipe your face. Get me to go wipe your face. Go, Sean. You want me to get my belt and spank you? Then go.
We go through this every day.
She bad girl, Christine. No good girl. Johnny, hurry at me. Come on.
You like him, Christine? You like him? His girlfriend gonna beat you up. Christine, his girlfriend gonna get you. Don't let me in there. His girlfriend gonna get you. Get over here and sit down. Now you want me to read you the book? Do you? You want to read the book? I'm talking to you. Do you? Are you going to read the book with me?
No.
You mad at me? Will you read the book to me?
I want to borrow a library book. Will you help me choose one, please? Why, of course, Grover, I will choose one. I will help you choose a book. Oh, wonderful. What kind of book he got? You know? What kind of book he got? In a stamp book? What kind of book is that? Cute Little Baby Animal. This is the book I would like to borrow. I can hardly wait to read my library book. Would you like to read it with me? You would? Oh, I am so happy.
You want to read it with me? Huh? No? Okay. Baby calves are called what?
Kittens.
Kittens have soft fur and sharp claws. When kittens are happy, what they do? What kind of noise they make? You know? What's on?
No.
Well, they purr, okay. Baby dogs are called what?
Puppies.
They love to run and bark and play. Kittens and puppies make good pets. Oh my goodness, they are so cute and furry. You see the animal? The baby raccoon can climb up into its home in a hollow tree. A baby deer is called a... You don't know that? A fawn. A fawn's spotted coat helps it hide in the grass. A baby rabbit is a bunny. It has long ears and a short, fluffy
tail.
Some baby animals live on the farm. Baby sheep are called
lambs.
They have soft, woolly coats. Look at the little lamb. Isn't he adorable? Many farmers raise ducks and chickens. Okay, ducklings are baby ducks. Okay. They can swim and find food a few hours after they are born. What's a baby chicken called? Chick. Chicks are baby chickens. They are covered with fluffy, what color is their feathers?
Yellow.
They fluffy yellow feathers called down. A newborn horse is called the... What did you do with your clothes after I washed them and put them in your drawer?
I put them in my drawer.
No, you take them and go like this.
Fold them up.
It's a foal, okay?
Curl.
A newborn horse is called a foal. Foals can run on their thin, long legs soon after they are born. A baby cow is called a... Cow. Cows often sleep in a barn in a bed of warm, dry straw. Baby goats are called...
Kids.
Goats are good climbers. Oh, this mother goat has two what?
Children.
What's the name of the children?
Yes.
Now, what are baby goats called? Baby goats are called what? What are you?
I'm a kid. That's what I just said, a kid.
Yeah, and I said this mother's goat has two what? Two kids. They are twins. A baby kangaroo is called a... Joey.
Cool.
It stays in its mother's pouch until it is big enough to get around by itself. Joeys have large feet, a strong tail, and are very good jumpers. The baby koala is called a...
climber.
A cub. Koalas spend most of their time in trees. The mother carries a cub until it is almost fully grown. Baby lions are called... baby lion is called the same thing as a... What's a koala bear called? Cub. Baby lions are called cubs. Lion cubs like to play. They have very sharp teeth and claws. Baby bears are called... Cubs, too. Bear cubs have thick fur. Their strong claws help them to climb trees.
Okay, I'll get you out
for school. Come on, she can get up by herself. Come on.
No, she can't.
A baby elephant is called the... what's a baby cow called?
A cow.
The mother elephant can use her trunk
to pick up food.
To guide her little calf along, and what else?
And wash herself up.
And to drink water. This is the end of my book, but wait.
A monster!
And who is the monster?
Grover!
Yeah, he is a soft, blue, and furry.
He's not furry.
Isn't he cute and adorable?
Yeah.
I love all the little babies. Do you want to read my book again?
Yeah. Oh.
Let's start at the beginning.
Bye-bye, Grover.
Stop,
yes?
Stop it, Christy. Let's talk about this school. Tell me what you like most about school.
I like playing in the house, and I like playing at the art table.
Okay, tell me something that happened to you that you really like. Something funny or something.
How Buddy Bear got his ears.
How Buddy Bear got his ears.
They grow.
How did they grow?
They came from his other ears, Mommy.
Who told you that?
Larry.
Okay. Tell me a story that you like.
Bunny Bear got his ears, that one.
That's the only thing exciting you have to tell me?
No.
What?
I like my friends in school, I like my teachers in school.
What friend you like?
I like playing in housekeeping.
With who?
And with my friend Christopher, my friend Danielle, my friend Yoko, and my friend
What's your favorite friend? Who's your favorite friend at school?
Christopher.
I thought Yoko was your favorite friend.
Yoko.
Oh, okay. And what else?
Okay, well.
Maybe nobody else but this one.
You want to go over there with him? You take him the book and show him your book.
Hello?
Show
him
the beanbag.
Here we go. Let me put the book over. What kind of hat is this? Your daddy got a hat like this on him.
Yeah.
What's my phone number? Call me on the telephone.
Okay. Your phone number is... What if he can drive in something?
No, how about if you take the other kids to school and take them, let them get out and then come back and get them? Don't that sound better?
But what's going to be at school?
We got a dog at school. Come on, let's make them school.
What's going to be that rule?
How about this? Put the block in front of you. Someone on the side over there.
What if they can eat in school too and drink in school?
Okay, we gotta go to school first.
Yeah.
We can make it. Little blue one.
Okay. But this is circle. Okay. That's good. Now I'm gonna put some that light over here so that can be the screen.
Give me the yellow one right there.
Yeah. I need one of those too.
You got two blue ones, two big blue ones.
But these need to go in the front and I need two of those. I need one of those.
I need them so they can hold on as they're walking up the stairs so they won't fall.
Hey, what's gonna be that here?
How about, Is that better?
Yeah. But what if they can't get in there?
Make them get in there. No. Okay.
What are these?
They're beads.
These that you can put on your neck?
Yeah.
I got a hat on.
What kind of hat?
A fireman hat.
How do you know it's a fireman hat?
Because it goes on backwards. That's why. But what if we can put this one in school? And they can have a parade.
Who would have fallen down? The block's too heavy. I mean, the beads are too heavy. Does the school finish yet?
No. What? Mommy.
We have to make it look like a school.
Where's my school?
We have one big school. We just gotta make one big school.
One little school. One big school. One little school.
Is the school finished?
I'm not. I'm still on my block.
I could be the painter.
Well, you gotta take all of them out so they can go to school so they won't be late for their class.
What about him? He needs them. He'll be late for class.
No, not him. He come in school at a special time every day. Okay?
Okay.
How about the other kids that gotta come to school to special time? We didn't make no parking lot. You gotta go get the other ones for the school.
How far you go to school? You need a bus. Because there's nobody to drive the school bus. We got stuff.
How about if this can be the bus bus? This is the bus bus. Yeah, of course. Okay. This is the parking lot. You got one over there too.
There was one more. Oh, this is the only one.
All right. That's the lunch bell.
It's time to go.
Kids want to have a picnic. I don't even know how to picnic yet.
Give me a picnic somewhere.
Right here?
Yeah, that's good.
Do the colors right?
No.
Why do they don't like?
Because you don't know what they go to, that's what.
I don't know my colors. Huh?
Yep, these are the right.
Do I know my colors now?
Yeah, you do. That's how it goes.
How about while they having a picnic, they watch a scary movie? A dinosaur movie.
Yeah.
The dinosaur behind you. Is that a dinosaur?
It's a camel. It looks like a camel.
No, I think that's a dinosaur. What's the other one? Give me the other one.
This is the elephant.
Elephant?
The elephant can fight with this.
This is a mammal. This ain't no elephant. Is it?
This elephant's got trunks like that.
Oh, cool. This ain't called a trunk.
I'm talking about this in a trunk.
Yeah, but what is this?
I don't know.
It's a tusk. Okay, here they watch a scary movie. Roar! How would it? You know, bring them out to school to eat. Ooh, I'm hungry. What are we having for lunch today? They haven't for lunch.
They haven't. What do you think they can have for lunch?
I don't know, that's why I asked you.
Okay, maybe candy cakes.
No, you're not supposed to eat pancakes for lunch.
Oh, you eat those for breakfast.
Yeah.
And have hamburger.
Yeah, you can have hamburger for lunch.
Okay, what about him? He needs a plate.
Uh-oh. How about if somebody share with him? Who could he share with?
Who wants to be my friend? So, we all do.
So what are they named? How about Susie?
Yeah.
Sierra?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Michael Jackson.
No.
No, why?
Because It can be another name. I don't want it to be that name.
How about Davo?
So that's my daddy's name.
How about Kid?
That's my uncle's name.
James?
No, that's my papa's name. What about
Robbie?
No, that's my friend's name. I mean, my cousin's name.
Well, you gotta find him a name, Jason. Jason.
I know that name. All the names you tell me, they're the names I know.
Then okay, then how do you find a name?
Joseph is okay.
Okay, Joseph. Bob.
Bob. That's Bob. Okay. Yeah, that's gonna be Bob.
Okay, and. Who do you look like? Don't you look like a JoJo?
Yeah.
Okay, a JoJo and Joseph and a Bob. A Susie and a Sarah.
Yeah.
Alright, they all eating lunch. Come on, get your monster. They want a monster fight. Yeah. What else they have with their hamburgers?
French fries. That's good.
But they're having a drink, so they won't choke.
Something like a tonic.
Okay, that's good.
Not my tonic. That's okay. Maybe that can be his building or something. Okay. Maybe they'll knock the other one.
All right, mine won. My dinosaur won. My dinosaur won?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, yesterday was Thursday. And we just want to start by talking about what happened yesterday. If yesterday was the normal day.
No, not necessarily. Sonny, don't be like that, okay? What's wrong? You want me to play with you? Okay, I'm gonna play with you when I finish talking to her, okay? Alright? When I finish talking to her, I'm gonna come play with you, alright? Alright, so be nice.
Okay. Well, let's first go through this. Okay. Well, why was it not a typical day?
Because usually when she comes home from school, she's like in the house. She comes in the house and she goes outside and play. Yesterday we went to Boston to my mother's. We went to the clinic and picked up Christine's wet.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Okay.
So she got up. What time did she get up?
Shawnee gets up at 7.
Okay. And then she had breakfast?
No. Sometimes she will. Most of the time she eats in school. Uh-huh. But sometimes in the morning while I'm fixing Christine and Joyce breakfast, she might want to eat with them or something.
Okay. So she gets on the bus at 8.
8 o'clock. She gets up at 7. She go in the bathroom. She wash up, brush her teeth, put her clothes on, get her coat and hat ready. Then she comes out. She sits down and watch cartoons until 8 o'clock. She gets on her bus and she's gone up until 1 o'clock.
Okay. And then she gets dropped off here?
She gets picked up and dropped off.
Okay, so then what happened after that yesterday?
After 1 o'clock, she drove me crazy, no. She came in the house. Did you get a snack when you came in the house yesterday from school? Wow.
No.
Okay, so we went to the train station, the bus station. We got on the train, rode into Boston. Got on the bus. We went to the clinic.
You're messing everything up with me.
And from the clinic, we walked out to my grandmother's.
This is the clinic.
Which one is on the phone with
like
me?
A doctor's visit?
Yeah.
Just a regular visit.
Yeah.
With Christine.
I'll do it myself.
From there, we walked to my grandmother's. We visited my grandmother for a while. And we went and we visited my cousin. She lives next door to my grandmother.
So what time were you at your grandmother's?
We got to my grandmother's about 3 o'clock.
And then you went to a cousin's.
Yes, we went to our cousin's about like 3:30. She just lived next door anyway, so sometime around 3, like we walked over there. From there we went.
So that's not how it
we got
go.
A ride with my aunt.
I don't want.
Went to my mother's about 4:30. 4:30, 4 to 5. From there we stayed with my mother until 6 o'clock, and then we left. Came back home. We went up for Chinese food about 5:30, about 5 o'clock.
They had dinner.
She had dinner. Then we came home.
What time did you get home?
We got home at exactly 8:05. Shante then took her bath. Now her pajamas, and she watched the Cosby Show in a different world. She stayed up last night until 11 o'clock and went to bed. Went to bed around 11 o'clock, but her usual time is 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Today she don't go to school, I'm going to stay a little later.
What time was Different World on? Over?
Different World's over at 9.
So what did she do after that?
Until 11 o'clock, she drove me crazy. She played with her friend Crystal and her cousin Joyce up until 11. Well, she was in the room with Crystal and Joyce.
Mm-hmm. Were you watching them, or did they just come visit, or did they live here?
Joyce, she, you could say she lived and visit. Well, you know, I keep her for her mother while they work. And sometimes she stays tonight, sometimes she goes home. Crystal, she lives next door. Sometimes she comes over and plays with Shawnee. Or Shawnee goes over her, go outside with her, or stay the night with her.
So today they both stayed the night last night?
Yeah, they both stayed.
Okay, so she went to bed at 11, but her normal time is 9.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and since weekdays and weekends can be different, we're going to pick a day, like, you remember what you did last Sunday?
Sunday.
Or last Saturday?
Sunday, yes. We got up around 9.
This is Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crystal, but we need to make them a house.
We went to the grocery store.
We
left home about 10 o'clock.
Stop it!
We're going to go to the grocery store.